It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good Monday to you. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's cold outside. It's kind of ridiculous, actually. I mean, it's 55. It was freezing cold this morning, like down to the 30s. And it's just going to get colder and colder all week long. That's the crazy part. It's like, wait, it's going to get colder? I mean, I know that's what everybody's talking about, is preparing for that. It's supposed to be down the low in the 20s. Like, we're talking about, like, Christmas, possibly low in the 20s. The high might even only be in the 30s on Christmas Day. Like, if we got any kind of precipitation, it could mean rain or snow, I mean. Like, if we got rain, it would be snow instead of rain. Like, that's how cold it's going to be. That's crazy. But I know some people are like, yes, 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 please, 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 wanting a white Christmas.
I'm excited it's going to feel cool out, like it's going to feel like a cold Christmas. I think that just might be a little bit too cold
to enjoy. Luckily, like 20s, when it's going to be 20s, that's like the low, and that's like early, early, early in the morning, where like most of us are not up that early. So it'll be okay. But yeah, it's going to be one. And then we got rain moving in tomorrow, maybe even by late tonight. We'll be getting some rain coming in around 10 o'clock tonight. So it's going to be kind of a very unusual, I think that's the best way to put it, an unusual Christmas week for us. Because, you know, we get cold every year. It gets pretty chilly. But, you know, it's usually like January, February-ish. So it'll be interesting to see what happens going on this next week here. Some of the top stories going on in the news today. We've got the January 6th committee, the panel, has called for Trump to be charged. We knew that was probably going to happen. Now it's been official. They say he tried to bribe witnesses. Wait, what? Oh, this is a little bit different, you know, because we thought the charges would be something like inciting a riot or something. No. Tried to bribe witnesses. One of them. $1 million bribe, allegedly. So, okay, we'll have to see what happens with that. And not necessarily Donald Trump himself, but maybe his associates tried to do so. So then what they want to do is they want to try to show, or they want the Department of Justice to investigate whether he coerced the associates to offer those bribes. Okay. Last night, Elon Musk put out a Twitter poll, says he would abide by it if... depending on what it does, and the Twitter poll was, should I step down? The results of the poll, yes. Yes, they want him to step down. That's not a surprise to me. The surprise is him asking, should I step down? That's a surprise. Like, what do you think was going to happen? Most of the listeners most of the Twitter followers are still, you know, Democrats and everything, or liberal, or... you know, definitely not liking what you're doing with the platform. So that's not a surprise to me. So the surprise to me is, why do you even ask? So what will happen? Well, he complained today that Twitter is a drain on his life savings and a lot of pain. So I think the idea of throwing it out there, like, should I step down? Was like, I want to step down. You know what I mean? I would like to step down. What do you guys think? I think that was kind of the motivation behind the poll, I guess you would say. El Paso, Texas, declaring a state of emergency due to the talk about strain and pain, the strain of the illegal migrants come across the border. Declaring a state of emergency over it, particularly because Title 42 is about to end, and there's thousands of migrants waiting on the border, waiting for Title 42 to end. Texas Guard is sending 400 troops to El Paso to help prepare for the surge. Oh, boy. Then Vladimir Putin has visited Belarus. And they focused on cooperation when he met with the president of Belarus instead of the Ukraine war. He's going to boost Belarus's border defenses, apparently. What, like, you expecting the Ukrainians to invade Belarus? I don't think that's the concern. The concern is always who you're going to invade, not them. So, all right, whatever. Sam Bankman-Fried, he's the guy behind the FTX cryptocurrency collapse. Well, I guess he's agreed to extradition. He was in the Bahamas, and I guess the jail in the Bahamas had rats and it had maggots. And he was like, I think I'm going to try my hand at U.S. prison. So he agreed to extradition after that. So that's kind of funny. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have an accident at 9th Avenue in East Fairfield causing some slowdowns. It is improving, but definitely still we're going to see some delays as you move southbound on 9th Avenue, getting closer to East Fairfield Drive, as well as northbound in the opposite direction. So both ways approaching this intersection on 9th Avenue is going to show some delays. Other than that, we're just seeing our typical afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre not showing any delays. If you have any details, call out into the traffic line at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I got a couple of texts here. I think these cold temperatures are worse when it's raining in the 40s and then it's 19 degrees, the humidity goes right through you. Yeah, that's the thing, is this cold. I've always said that. Growing up in Tennessee, it was the same thing. The cold in the south sometimes is worse than the cold in the north and the west, like where they get snow. Because of our humidity levels, that cold just cuts right through you. The only thing is, though, is like our colds will go down to, like, you know, maybe 20 at the lowest, right? Maybe 30s and stuff. But up there, it gets to zero. And no matter what, zero is bad. like we were like, 30 degrees here is colder than 30 degrees up north. Yeah. But that's as low as ours will go. Theirs will just keep going to zero, to -5, to -15. You know, at least our cold will just get down to like 30. Or I guess this weekend, 20s. But still, it's not going to be that's not going to be the high. Like, that's the thing. Our low will be in 20s. Our high will still get up to 50, you know. When they have 20s up north, that's the high for the day. Like, that's the thing. So we still have it much nicer no matter what. And plus, like, in 2 weeks, it'll be back 60s and 70s again. So that's the other thing, too. All right, let's see here. Hey, if you are in the military and you need to sell your house, call Christina Leavenworth. She's a military specialist. She knows the ins and outs of being in the military and what it takes to sell your house for the most money. Plus, she has all kinds of tips and tricks to help get your house sold, like transferring your 3% mortgage. Yeah, she's got tips that she has from her deep experience working with military families. And here's the other thing, too. She also understands the amount of stress that's involved. So her and her team go above and beyond to help make the process as easy as possible. She even offers a free deep cleaning service for all the military clients. So if you're PCSing or know somebody who is, call Christina and get insider tips. So once again, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. So if you're in the military looking to make a move, call Christina Leavenworth at Rinky Realty at 850-723-9158. We're coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The 27th annual Cordova Mall Ball is going to be held January 28th at the Cordova Mall. It's going to be the first time it's been held inside since the mall, since COVID began. Not since the mall began, since COVID began. It's been a couple years. So the Cordova Mall Ball is Northwest Florida's largest Mardi Gras ball, and it supports the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart. Tables of 8 and general admission tickets are now available to purchase. Get them on our website, newsradio923.com. newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Criminal charges against former President Trump are being referred to the Justice Department. In hearing today, the House January 6th Select Committee said the charges in connection to last year's attack on the Capitol include insurrection. Title 42 will remain in place for now. The Supreme Court is pausing the lifting of Title 42, with Chief Justice John Roberts granting a temporary stay this afternoon. The FBI warning the public of financial sextortion schemes targeting minors. The FBI said more than 3,000 minors have been coerced into sending explicit images of themselves online and then extorted for money. And finally, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is going back to jail in the Bahamas. Reports over the weekend suggested he would surrender to U.S. custody. However, he instead demanded to see his federal indictment in court, Bobby.
What is this? So I wanted to talk about the Title 42 thing, but then you brought this sextortion thing targeting minors. So what in the world? What in the world is this?
So a scheme in which minors are being coerced into sending explicit images of themselves and then threatening action, you know, against them unless they send money.
Wow. So this is a social media thing, is what it sounds like then. Oh, my goodness. Once again, it's one of these other things where, you know, there's a lot of people are dead set against allowing their kids to be on social media at all. And this is another evidence of that, like why that would be important. Or if your kids are going to be on social media, at least try to be involved, be aware of what they're doing on social media and who they're talking to and things like that. That's why there was a push a while ago to have a kid-friendly, like kid-only Instagram or kid-only Facebook. And actually, when it was announced, it immediately got a lot of pushback on it because people went, no, that's going to open up. It's just inviting.
Trouble. Yeah.
Because they were like, yeah, now you just know where all the kids are.
Right.
Right. And so, but I know Facebook still has a kid-friendly messenger. I have that for my daughter. And basically, she can't make any friend requests or she can't accept friend requests without my approval. Like, I get a notice and it's like, hey, she's got this and this. And I'm like, okay. And then I can actually review daily if I wanted to, but I usually review at the end of the week messages that went back and forth between her and her friends, any photos that were shared. I get an alert on that. Hey, your daughter just shared a photo. Like, oh, okay, let's see what that was. And it's usually just goofy stuff, right? But I was like, with these parent protocols in place, I feel safe with her having this messenger with her and her friends. But and so I don't know. So for me, since I already had that, I was like, if they could create something like that was Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and had all these parental controls on them and ways that I can monitor, you know, remotely without having to go, hey, let me see your phone, you know, then I would actually welcome that even more so. Heck, I'd do it with my 20-year-old kids.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I am not a parent yet. My wife and I are expecting our first child in March, Lord willing. Yeah. There's just so many things that I just, you know, in my 36 years of life just have not had to worry about that I, you know, as the years go on, I'm going to have to worry about. And one of those is, you know, is obviously the technology, because, you know, I'm old enough to where I didn't have a cell phone until I was 18 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that's just unheard of.
Yeah, basically.
But, you know, I'm young enough to, you know, be kind of in with the technology, and I keep up. I get the latest iPhone every year, all that. But it's just, I'm just mentally preparing myself for just this scenario and situation and just all the stuff that I just don't have to worry about now that in 8, 9, 10 years I'm going to have to worry about. And it's going to be, and whatever. Yeah, see, whatever
and 10 years from now,
it's going to be totally different.
Exactly.
Totally
10 years from
different.
That's going to be different. That's the thing. But there's always going to be something. I do remember I had this conversation with my kids. I've had it multiple times with the kids because, you know, you can't tell them just one thing and it sticks there. But I try to tell them, like, look, I can go get, like, all the parental controls in the house. I can go get all the filters, all of the porn.
It's like the life finds a way.
Yeah.
You know?
And I was like, I can get all the porn blockers and I get all this other stuff. I was like, but when it comes down to it, Two things are going to happen. One, there's always going to be some loophole somewhere. Yep. Two is eventually going to be out of the house. Mm. And if you have not trained yourself in order to learn how to shut something off, walk away from something, block it yourself, then you're going to run into problems later. And so it's you're going to have to start learning the self-discipline now to walk away from the bad stuff.
In the words of wisdom of Dwight Schrute, when I'm about to do something, I ask myself, would an idiot do this?
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
At its core, that's what I'm trying to instill in my daughter.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Just got a text into our text line letting us know some slowdowns on the interstate near the Fairfield exit. There's a fire right off the exit that's causing delays. I think people are just slowing down to look at it. So definitely seeing some slowdowns there. No cause of an accident on the interstate right now. But we also are seeing slowdowns near 9th in Fairfield. This is going to be an accident at that intersection. Slowing things down in the southbound direction if you're on 9th Avenue approaching the Fairfield Drive intersection, as well as East Fairfield heading eastbound. If you see something else on the roads or have details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I do want to talk a little bit about Mobile in the news. And this is not a good story, but it's close enough to us. Thought, I probably better share this one. So that's coming up here next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here. Our jobs as parents is to raise our kids to be able to take care of themselves and be good people. Yeah, amen. That goes back to what we're talking about, monitoring on social media and things like that. So not a great news story here for, as it pertains to Mobile. Mobile had the highest violent crime rate among cities reported in 2021, according to the FBI. The highest violent crime rate. And, a reason to bring that up, I mean, it's the next big town closest to us, right? So it's like, that's not very good. They had 2,042 violent crimes per 100,000 people. And so that was the highest. So you had Mobile, Memphis, Tennessee, and Detroit, Michigan all had the highest with over 1,000 violent crimes per 100,000 people. So that was quite disappointing. And so that's the next one is like Mobile 2,042. The next closest was Memphis at 1,200. So we were almost like Mobile was almost double the number of violent crimes. They did not have Pensacola on the list. Like no Florida city made the list at all, actually. So that's good, I guess. But we're like right here next to Mobile.
True love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas,
on the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So coming up here in a minute, we got your sports hit. We cover sports going on right now. There's actually a couple of games, and we got your Monday Night Football tonight to let you know about some other sports news. First, top three stories here for you. So starting off with Twitter users voted that they want Elon Musk to step down. He put out a poll last night asking, should I step down? I'll follow the results of the poll, and 57% said yes. No word yet today on how exactly he'll do that. I did see somebody say he probably only put that out there because he was already planning on stepping down and already has somebody take his place and everything. Or now he's just going to come out and go, all right, well, I'll follow the results of the poll and I'll start looking for a replacement. But he probably already planned on stepping down anyway. El Paso has declared a state of emergency down in Texas as thousands of migrants are lined up along the border waiting for the Title 42 ruling to end. Now, in the meantime, today, a judge ruled that the stay in Mexico policy or the remain in Mexico policy must go ahead and remain for now. So a judge blocking the it's supposed to end, and now he put a stay on it to keep in place at least for now. And finally, the January 6th committee has gone ahead and called for Trump as well as some of his associates to be charged. They've given their criminal referrals over to the Department of Justice. So now it's up to the Department of Justice on what they will do, if anything at all. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, right now, Marshall is playing UConn on ESPN. This is in the fourth quarter, and Marshall leads 28-14. UConn has the ball. ABC and ESPN both have Monday Night Football tonight with the Rams playing the Green Bay Packers. That'll be at 7:15. NBA is going to be on NBA TV beginning at 8 o'clock with the Lakers against the Phoenix Suns. NHL hockey starts off at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. Plus, the Florida Panthers taking on the Boston Bruins. And I believe Tampa Bay is not playing tonight. NCAA men's basketball is on ESPN Plus as well. No ranked games being aired tonight at all. Then when it comes to sports news, quite a few things. I think the biggest news right now is Jalen Hurts of the red-hot Philadelphia Eagles has a sprained shoulder, and he might be out in the next game against the Cowboys. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a big surprise right there. That's not good. The Colts running back Taylor hurt his ankle. He's out for likely the remainder of the season. Oh boy, that's not good either. And then UConn climbs to number two behind the top ranked Purdue in college basketball. Robert Saleh, the head coach for the Jets, backs his quarterback. Zach Wilson says that our instant coffee era is a bad thing. We're wanting everything like happen immediately. No development time or anything like that. We mentioned before that the Notre Dame Fighting Irish quarterback Pine was going to be transferring or he's entering the transferring portal. We now know where he's going. He's going to Arizona State, be the new quarterback there. The Packers released veteran Sammy Watkins just before Monday Night Football tonight. So he will not be in the game tonight. And Argentina, coming right off their big World Cup win yesterday, has declared a national holiday for them to be able to have a World Cup bash, a World Cup party, basically. Hey, I mean, not a surprise. I mean, we wouldn't do anything like that, but Argentina is, they're going to have a national holiday to celebrate the win. And what a game it was. I mean, I don't watch a lot of soccer. I used to do play-by-play for soccer way back in the day for a semi-pro soccer team. So I've seen my fair share of soccer. I don't watch pro soccer that often, usually just right around the World Cup or Olympics or something like that. That was the best game I've ever seen. That was exhilarating. It was fun. So, you know, and not having a horse in the race per se. You know, I wanted to see Argentina win, but I didn't care either way, really. It made it very interesting to be able to watch that end. It was something else. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We are seeing a lot of slow-moving traffic on I-110 right now. We have an accident. This is going to be right near the Maxwell Jordan exit. As you are approaching that exit, heading southbound, you are going to see slow traffic due to an accident with the right lane blocked off. There's a house fire right off the interstate that's causing a lot of smoke. FHP is now reporting that there's smoke in the area to use some caution. So again, that's I-110 southbound as you're heading towards Maxwell. Other than that, we are checking in clear on I-10 as well as Highway 90 on 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. But Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge is slow moving due to construction. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by International Paper, wishing you and your family a happy and healthy holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from International Paper. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, thank you very much. We were talking earlier about a story where apparently some individuals are creating a scheme of sextortion, trying to lure minors into sending them inappropriate photos and then obviously trying to get money out of it and things like that from their parents and stuff. So we were talking about, you know, how dangerous the internet really can be today in today's day and age. And I was saying how I realized that at some point I can't protect my kids from everything. You know, I can put the filters and I can go get the blocks and I can, you know, block this and block that and block websites and content and stuff. But at some point, they're going to have to learn how to do it on their own. And, you know, I've known people who grew up in a house where everything was blocked. And then, like, when they got in their 20s, they moved out of the house, they developed very bad pornography issues because they didn't develop the skills to go, let me shut this off or, you know, whatever it might be. And so I want to make sure our kids didn't fall in that trap. So I just told them, like, look, you know, we're still going to put some you know, protocols in place because I don't want to be irresponsible. But at the same time, you're going to have to learn how to, if you see something inappropriate or somebody says something inappropriate or sends you something inappropriate, you got to have the fortitude to turn it off. So we've been talking a lot about that. Got a text here. So back to what you're saying about parents. In my opinion, the problem is too many parents want their kids to be friends instead of being their kids' parents. Oh, yeah, that's definitely a big problem nowadays. Look, saying no is hard sometimes, but if you don't know how to say no to your kids, then you're not going to be raising good kids. It's just the way it is. You might be one of those blessed ones that has some kid who just, like, is an ideal kid, but that's rare. That's rare. Some kids are just born that way, but most are not. You gotta mold them in a certain way. Otherwise, Satan will get them. It's as simple as that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in as well, text 850-437-1620. Hey, Cruda Yayas is offering their special registration for the 10th annual I Pink I Can Run. It's a 4-mile walk and run coming up Saturday, February 25th. It'll be here before you know it. Use the code SANTA22 for $7 off of registration through the 20th. Get more details and register on our website, newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And I didn't even get to a couple of these other stories. I'll get to them in the next break. How about that? Stick around.
And every time it rains, Panties from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains panties from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down. And trading for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni.
If you want the things you love.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Porch pirates stole an estimated 260 million packages last year alone. 260 million packages. Wow. I think that's why you're starting to see more and more people come out, those like Ring doorbells and Vivint doorbell. You know, they got these doorbell cams. So they can, that's how they can watch their stuff. A lot of people are starting to make arrangements now where you've got somebody who can grab your, you know, get your package for you. I've even seen now they got these garage door openers where Amazon can actually has a like a special code. They can open your garage door opener, leave the package in there, close the garage door. There's all kinds of things that people are trying to do now to stop porch piracy. It is an epidemic. It's crazy. All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Bobby, Supreme Court pausing the lifting of Title 42 for now. Chief Justice John Roberts granted a temporary stay this afternoon. House GOP members plan to investigate the committee that was tasked with investigating the Capitol riot. I think I got that right. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy already told the panel his party will start its own inquiry once they take power in January. An Ohio man who plotted to kill a family as part of a custody dispute will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Judge handed 8 life sentences without the possibility of parole to George Wagner IV. Steven Spielberg's classic movie Jaws has a number of lasting legacies, but there's one he says he regrets. Speaking with BBC, Spielberg says he's worried about the impact the movie had on the shark population. A study published by Nature showed the worldwide population of sharks and rays fell over 70% between 1970 and 2018.
Oh, that's and what's the reason?
I think people inspired by going out and killing a great white shark because of Jaws.
Maybe, or I don't know. Shark fin soups and stuff like that. It's been banned just about every country, so I'm just surprised to see that big of a decrease. Man, that's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why the decrease. Yeah.
But it's still pretty significant. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Joe. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Something else Joe had referenced a while ago about the story about sextortion. We're talking about protecting our kids, and yet kids are going to have to learn how to do their own, like, kind of watch themselves type of a thing at the same time. Got another text here. I've said this so many times on the air. Somebody sent me a text says, just because you did something wrong in the past doesn't mean you can advocate against it now. It doesn't mean it doesn't make you a hypocrite. You grew. Don't let people use your past to invalidate your current mindset. Growth, a concept. Embrace it. And I agree with that. And I've talked about this many times. I think one of the biggest errors we see in our society today, when I talk to parents who are okay with their kids, say, drinking alcohol at a young age, having premarital sex at a young age, and things like this, they go, well, I did it when I was younger, and I turned out okay, so I'm just going to let my kid do it. And I was like, but there's a big difference. When you were doing it, you weren't allowed to. And so you always had a little bit of guilt. You always had a little bit of guilt going, yeah, I don't want to get caught doing this. I don't want to get in trouble doing that. And sometimes you would get caught and you would get in trouble for it. And so that would set you back on that straight and narrow path. That would set you back straight, or at least try to. And then you'd mess up again. You'd do your own thing again because you're a teenager and you're rebellious. And that's just how we all are, right? But you had something that was, you had this little thing called guilt. You had this little conscious thing going, I shouldn't do this. And so it was trying, there was a part of you that was always like, I shouldn't do this, so I'm not going to go crazy with it. But when you tell a kid, you can do it, it's okay, there's nothing holding them back. And they go, well, if this is okay, I got to do something that's not okay. So they start to get into harder drugs, or they start to get into harder alcohol. They start to, or they overdo it, and they just push the premise. And so that's what I think's happened to society is too many parents who go, well, I did it when I was a kid, so it'll be okay if my kid does it. And they basically endorse it, and then the kid's like, well, what can I do that my parents won't be okay with then? Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Major slow-moving traffic on I-110. This is going to be heading southbound. Right after the Fairfield exit is where you'll start to see the slowdowns, but it's due to an accident as you're approaching the Maxwell Jordan exit. So definitely seeing some slow-moving traffic. The right lane is blocked, so we have two lanes open as you head southbound on I-110 heading into downtown Pensacola. I-10 east and westbound lanes are checking in clear, as well as 29 not showing any major slowdowns. We did have a call in that there's an accident at the intersection of 9 Mile Road and Ashland Avenue. This is right in front of the Coastal Mini Donuts. So seeing some slight slowdowns at that intersection. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola and located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
All right. New Snickers bars coming out in January. If you like candy bars, although you might not like this one so much, it's a new high protein bar for Snickers. Now, high protein, 20 grams of protein for the Snickers bar. And, you know, there's a lot of protein. I put protein bars in air quotes. There's a lot of protein bars and health bars that when you look at the stats on the back of like the fat grams, the carbs and the protein stuff, you're like, I might as well just get a Milky Way. Like, this thing is not that healthy after all. They're like, it's health bar. And you read the back and you're like, this has just as much sugar or more than what a candy bar has in it. So Snickers has been promoting for a while, get a Snickers for energy. Well, now they're going ahead and come out with a protein version that's going to come out in January. So there you go. By the way, I saw this other study. We covered one research before, and now a second study backs it up. They found that if you can offer some sort of financial incentive to people, they're more likely to lose weight. In this case, the first study we saw that said even if it's just like a goal, like you get a bit of money, like a dollar for losing a pound or whatever, then people will do that. And researchers studied multiple participants, and they found, once again, if you can offer them money, they're more likely to stick with their weight loss goals. Particularly, they were looking at severe obese people, but still, that's kind of interesting. Pets Call right now, Bobby Ross on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, a couple bought a house, and part of the house sale, they had to agree to take care of the Persian cat that came with the home. That's right. Oh, I love the house. I don't like the cat, though.